Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.
From KQED.
My home, which used to be my refuge to come back to at the end of a stressful workday, has become the location of my stressful workday. The glitches on Zoom meetings with my students, the drone of my husband's endless conference calls, and the bickering of my now home from college children all make it necessary to escape my house every afternoon. Initially, since all the local trailhead parking was closed, I hiked Fairfax's streets. Happy to be out the door, I always smiled at the stuffed animals positioned in the windows and the sidewalk rainbows created with copious amounts of chalk. I rummaged through the ever-evolving piles of closet clutter set out on the street, gingerly carrying objects that my kids could use when and if they got places of their own. I noticed which plants were thriving despite the deer, drought, and clay soil of Fairfax and planned future gardens. After over 2 months of circling Fairfax's streets, my eyes settle on its trees. Victorian houses sit next to towering redwoods that were large when the cottages were built. I wonder if the stress of these recent years is being documented in their rings. I realize that the oak, whose giant trunk splits into two human-sized branches, was here when Native Americans wandered the Ross Valley. I remember hearing that many of the oldest oaks in California had grinding stones placed beneath them, and I think of the families who made acorn flour in that suburban yard. I approach home and see the tree I planted 19 years ago. 8 months pregnant and uncomfortable in the summer heat, I picked out a pink magnolia in anticipation of the birth of my first and only daughter. I still remember the people at the plant nursery whispering with concern as I loaded the tree into my car. Every spring, when the magnolia blooms and the neighbors compliment us on the tree's beauty, I tell the story of how and why I planted it. But in a few decades, the story of Elena's birth and the pandemic will be distant history, and all the future wonders our neighborhood will see is a large tree with giant pink blossoms that will soon drop to the ground. With a perspective, I am Beth Touchette.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.